I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. By day, Carl Sharrow is a Lebanese architect living and working in London. By night, he's the guy behind Carl Remarks, a satirical blog about the Middle East. It's kind of a Middle East onion, but more subtle than that. For example, he's got a section on his blog called Three Dictators Walk Into a Bar. Here's a sample. So, three members of Egypt's Electoral Commission walk into a bar. Sorry, you have to wait a few hours for the punchline. Yeah, it's a good one. Don't have to be Egyptian to get it. I spoke with Carl Remarks recently, and I asked him about his habit of having debates about his work on Twitter.
Listen, this thing about Twitter, I mean, I love it because it allows you to engage and you discover all sorts of really great people who are very smart. But occasionally you get someone who's completely sort of, for lack of any other word, just out there to provoke and in a very dumb and superficial way. And I think it's almost like becomes like a mental exercise that you have to engage with them and rebut their accusations. And
give me some examples of how you engage with your followers, and you don't have to use names.
So I was recently talking to someone and I pointed out what I thought were very obvious personality flaws about him. And he goes, a line that a lot of people use on Twitter, where you can't resort to insult just to win an argument. And I said, listen, in this instance, it's not an insult, it's diagnosis. So it's that kind of line that keeps you into this sharp kind of banter mode that I like about it.
I was intrigued to hear you say that you were really impressed with Woody Allen's early stand-up comedy. And as I was reading through Three Dictators Walk Into a Bar, there was something, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but there was something very American about your style. How would you describe Woody Allen's early form of stand-up that you really like?
I think the breakthrough about it was, from a historic point of view, is before that you listened to stand-up comedians and they were funny, but they tended to be less highbrow. What Woody Allen did is he took it to that extreme level, if you like, of a mixing comedy and highbrow or intellectual kind of approach, that he would be talking about philosophy and mix it up with a different setting and then kind of come up with a completely different way of looking at comedy. And I think that it was this great sort of boldness in saying, I can take comedy and deal with philosophy and deal with all these big questions of life and create this absurd situation. I think that was the attraction. I mean, it's sadly not something that he went on to focus on, because obviously his main interest in life was making films. But I think if you read it in his early writing and if you listen to his stand-up comedy, he creates this absolutely absurd situations that I try to sort of learn from. So, for example, when I write about my guides, and this is something that I do frequently, so I would do a guide for the moderate rebels in Syria, because everybody is talking, who are the moderates? And it would include things like the Red Unicorn Brigades and other mythical brigades. A lot of that is inspired by Woody Allen's way of thinking and kind of approach to comedy. And I think it's very, very universal, but it does obviously have that American resonance to it.
Yeah, it's a certain absurdist reference, too, which I personally appreciate. You also write in Arabic, though, don't you? I mean, do you translate from one to the other, or are you working in two different orbits, in English and then another in Arabic?
Well, I do it both ways. So sometimes if a particular post is successful, I'll take it and translate it into Arabic. But generally, I think I've experimented with that a lot, but it needs more work than straightforward translation, because the humor is different in Arabic.
Do you get feedback that's different from each group, the English readers and the Arabic readers?
Yeah, a lot of the Arabic readers are completely brutal, because this is so absurd. Why did you even waste your time writing this? Which is brilliant. I love getting these comments because it's got complete honesty. And it's almost like, to some people, it's not even imaginable. Why would you even go about doing that?
Give us an example of like kind of a joke that the Arabic audience just doesn't get.
You know, the Higgs received the Nobel Prize mm-hmm. for discovering the so-called God particles. So I tweeted that the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman Zawahiri, was full of remorse when he heard the news about the discovery of the God particle. And he said, we've been wrong about everything we've been doing. And he broke down in tears. And it was, to me, just like this absurd situation, you know, as if science can defeat zealotry or fundamentalism. So I got a response in Arabic from someone saying, is this a joke? And you sometimes put a voice to these things, because you're like, how am I supposed to reply now? And it was like, genuinely, it felt like a serious question.
So he wasn't being sarcastic. It was just
no,
like,
no, it wasn't.
Are you kidding
it wasn't
me?
Being but sarcastic. It was like a serious. Is this a joke? So it's kind of just like the instances where you feel that the humor isn't really translating at all. Or I mean, maybe it's lame humor. Who knows? But it's just not resonating at all. And I love that because people will say that to you, which I think it happens in Arabic much more than it happens in English. It keeps you on your toes if you do something silly, which inevitably you do all the time. I mean, I must irritate people so much, you know, who follow me on Twitter or whatever, because you have to experiment. You have to find new ways of being funny or whatever. You can't just rely on a formula. And a lot of that is hit and miss.
What was your most successful joke that kind of you felt was really funny and got a lot of response?
I mean, posting-wise, I think at some point I was really frustrated with Lebanon, the politics of Lebanon, how everything can be so absurd about it. And I came up with this idea of a fake news story that The Onion, the satirical, you know, American magazine, is suing Lebanon because it's making its headlines sound totally plausible. I was trying for a long time to make a bar joke about three dictators. And then one day when, you know, we had realized that the Muslim Brotherhood were winning a lot of the elections, and I said, so Gaddafi, Mubarak, and Ben Ali, who was the president of Tunisia, walk into power. After they left, the Muslim Brotherhood won the elections and closed the bar down. It was kind of a way to sum up the Arab Spring so far. I mean, little did we know. We thought that was the end. And that was really one of the most successful jokes.
Lebanese satirist Karl Sharrow goes by the name Karl Remarks when he is playing his satirical persona. Karl, great to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can hear more from Karl Remarks, including his imagined dialogue between new pen pals President Obama and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. That's all at PRI.org.